Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. And the topic of today's discussion is this: why is it important to maintain a great LinkedIn profile at all times? And the reason I want to talk about this is because it's become apparent to me that a lot of people treat LinkedIn as something they only go to when they're in the job market, whether that is due to a decision they've made, they want to move on to somewhere else and they're looking for new opportunities, or by virtue of maybe redundancy, that they find themselves in the job market looking for the next move. And then everyone is suddenly online, fixing, tidying up, making their LinkedIn profile look really good. And at the same time, worrying about what other people are going to think. Oh, particularly if they're still in a job and they're looking to see what is out there. Because by updating your LinkedIn profile, people believe that others will assume they're in the job market. And here's a thing that I want to share with you today. Your LinkedIn profile is not there alone for your job search and nothing else. And I'd like to share with you some reasons today as to why it is essential for you to always be maintaining, updating, and refining your LinkedIn profile to align with your personal brand. Let me know if this is of interest to you, if this is something that resonates with you, if this is something you've heard of before, for example, that it is the case that, oh, if I go on and I start updating my LinkedIn profile when I'm in a role that I'm really happy in, not looking to move right now, I'm getting paid well, I'm getting the recognition, the promotions that I want, everything is great. I'm not looking at all in the market. That does not mean that you shouldn't be maintaining and updating your LinkedIn profile. Here's the thing I want to share with you. There's three reasons that I believe it is important, irrespective of where you are at the moment in terms of if you are in the job market or if you're not, that it is essential to be maintaining your LinkedIn profile. Now, for those of you who know me and know what I do, you'll know that when I talk about personal branding, my take on personal branding and what I help my clients with is showing up as the best version of themselves. So my focus isn't necessarily on their online profile and the number of followers and connections and engagements that they're getting. It's about how you show up in person in terms of your brand identity, the way that you come across, showing up as the best version of you, being able to influence other people's perceptions of you by the way that you come across. For example, your presence, the way that you communicate, the way that you build relationships and connect with other people. So those are the things that I tend to focus on when I work with my clients. And the reason I want to talk about LinkedIn today is because for me, your personal brand is a big part, as I mentioned earlier, others' perceptions of you, and it's your reputation. And often people talk about the fact that it's important to be aware of who you know. And actually, it's not only about who you know, it's about who knows you and also what they know about you. So I'd like to share with you the reasons why I feel it is important and it's essential for you to always be maintaining, always be updating your LinkedIn profile. And by the way, for those of you who are not aware, there is an option within your profile that allows you to take away, to remove the update so that if you do go in and you tweak your profile, everybody doesn't get notified. They'll only know if they go and actually look at your profile. And you can actually turn this off in your settings. Brad, hi there. How are you doing? Sunny Bletchley. Yes, it's sunny down here in London today as well. Thank goodness there's no snow, as there was a couple of days ago. Thank you for today's topic, LinkedIn as vital for ensuring it shows you as you want others to see it, your experience, your value, etc. Perfect. That's exactly spot on, Brad. And it's not only about being in the job market and wanting to communicate those values and your experience. It's about doing that consistently all of the time. And here's why. The first reason I'd like you to consider here is this. If you're in an organization right now, you're happy, as I said, you're getting, you know, you're feeling fulfilled, you're in a good place, maybe you're getting the promotions, the acknowledgement, recognition, the pay rise, the bonuses, everything is really good. So you're not actually in the job market. Why would you even bother to refine your LinkedIn profile? Here's the thing, put yourself in someone else's shoes. If you're working in an organization, there's other people there, and particularly now when we're working remotely, who aren't able to just meet you at the coffee machine or the water cooler and have a conversation and get to know you. There'll also be people who are joining the company at different levels. So people at your level, people who are senior to you, who are junior to you. And so what is the best way to get to know someone? Let me ask you this. What do you do when you hear about somebody and you think, oh, I'm curious about them, I want to know more about them? Or maybe it's a new product or service and you want to check it out. What do you do? Perhaps thinking about planning a holiday or going away for a weekend somewhere, what do? You Google it. We have Google at our fingertips. So what are people going to do if they've just joined the company that you're at? Or perhaps they've been promoted to a manager role and now they have you reporting to them and they don't know you very well. What do you think people are going to do? They're going to Google you. Most likely, they're going to go to LinkedIn and check you out. So even if you're not planning to move right now and you're not looking to go to recruiters or be headhunted, doesn't matter. Think about the people that you're already working with, that you're connected with, your customers. These could be your internal customers or your external customers. People nowadays have LinkedIn at their fingertips. They can go on really quickly and check you out. So would it not be ideal to have a really great profile page that markets you well, that talks about the value that you bring to the table, your skills, your experience, your expertise, that helps to position you, that talks about your accomplishments, maybe your backstory, and also your mutual connections? Why is all of this important? It's important because if you think about a manager, for example, a senior leader coming into an organization, he wants to know about people around him. He's going to be checking you out. And particularly now, but even if you are back in the office in due course, would it be easy for you to have those conversations with people? No, because they've just started a new job. Maybe they're trying to get to know people at their own level first, understand the organization, the business, their role. So a great way for them in their own time to be getting to know who's around them is to check you out on LinkedIn. So what you want to be doing is ensuring that your LinkedIn profile clearly represents authentically and with integrity your backstory, your experience, your skills, your expertise, what you bring to the table. So people can get to know you simply from your online profile, before they've even had that conversation with you, particularly in the current climate where we're a lot more distance from one another, we're working remotely, some people might be returning to the office, some may not. You want to still maintain that visibility amongst the people that you work with, and also your accomplishments, how you're progressing in your career. So you want to ensure, if you've been at a company now, let's say for 5 years, and you've not touched your LinkedIn profile since you got that job 5 years ago, or you joined that company, it doesn't show any progress, any advancement, the new skills that you've picked up, the new accomplishments, projects you've been working on. So you want to start thinking about how can you represent that in a great way, in a powerful way, so your existing network and the people perhaps that are coming into your organization can get to know you easily. And you're providing them with a great personal brand, a great representation of who you are and what you're about. So this is the first reason I believe it's important to always be updating and refining your profile, because people are always going to be checking you out. And these are people that you work with. Imagine if you've got a meeting with a colleague or a manager, leader in your organization, or perhaps a potential client, if you're in a sales role. What's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to go and check your LinkedIn profile. They're going to do a bit of due diligence to find out who they're going to be with in this meeting, or perhaps in a presentation. So you want your profile to be at its best. You want it to be representing who you are today, not who you were 5 years ago when you joined the company. Does this make sense? Let me know. Also, it's a great way to make it easy for people to get to know you. Again, particularly in the fact that now we're working remotely, it's an easy way for people who may be exchanging emails at the moment, but you can't meet in the office, to go and just check you out. And you wanted that. Why would you do it? I'll ask yourself this. Put yourself in other people's shoes. If you've got a meeting with someone, you don't really know them, other than maybe talking to a couple of people to find out about this person, what else could you do? Probably go and search online and check them out. So have a look at their profile on LinkedIn. So imagine people doing that for you. How do you want to be coming across on your LinkedIn profile? It's also a great way to help to build rapport with other people, because you then have information about someone that you can bring into a conversation. And as we're working more often remotely at the moment, it's easier to then hop on a call. You're in a meeting, maybe you're waiting for other people to join, and you might have mutual connections that you spotted on LinkedIn. You can talk about it. You can ask them a question. Maybe there's someone that you've worked with in the past and they are connected to. Maybe it's a great opportunity to build rapport, ask how they know that person, if they worked with them before. You know, maybe they're talking about some personal aspects of their life that you can bring into conversation, of what they did at the weekend or a place that they visited and they shared about. Maybe they've shared about a book that they've been reading. There's little nuggets of information that will allow you to make it easier to build and maintain rapport with people whilst working remotely. But even after that, even when you're back in the office, if you're returning to the office, irrespective of whether you are working remotely or whether you're back in the office full time, you want to be maintaining that profile, because you want to make it easy for people to get to know you, to know who you are, what value you bring to the table, and what you're about. So the second reason I'd like to share with you today as to why it's important to always be maintaining your LinkedIn profile, even if you're not in the job market, is because when I talk about personal branding, one of the big aspects of it I think is really important is your network. It's about connecting and building relationships. So even if you're not in the job market, you still want to be doing that. And a great way to do that, that makes it easy for both parties, for yourself and for others, is to maintain that profile, to be sharing what you're up to, whether it's putting the odd post up there, but initially starting by really refining your profile. Because remember, it's about who knows you, not only about who you know. And people are more likely to take the time to hop on and read your profile, check it out, if it is engaging, if it draws people in. So you want to write it in a way that is makes it interesting for other people. It's engaging for people who want to stay on the page, to have a look, to check you out. I think, oh, this person, maybe it's in my, they're in my industry, they're in a similar organization to me, they're doing a similar role to me. It'd be great to have a chat and get their points of view on what's going on in the market right now. Whatever it might be, here's the thing you want to consider. Wouldn't it be a better position for you if people come towards you? They gravitate to you because they want to get to know you. They want to have a conversation. They want to connect with you for whatever reason. It's a great position to be in, and never underestimate the power of your network. So this is a second reason that even if you're not in the job market, you want to be ensuring your LinkedIn profile really represents you well. You're constantly refining it. And as I said at the start, you do have the ability to switch off the notifications in your settings that prevents people from constantly getting updates every time you change something. So unless you want them to know about an update, for example, a job change, then I would switch it off so you can go in even every week and just tweak little things. It'll also ensure that if people are searching, you'll come up top in the Google rankings because you're constantly changing your information. The third reason that you want to ensure that you've got a good profile consistently is because you want to be top of mind for other people. When I talk about personal branding, that is one of the biggest aspects, the biggest benefits of having a strong personal brand is that you're top of mind for others. They are more likely to recommend you, to refer you to others. And here's the thing as well. I've had people who they're in the job market, they're looking for their next career move, and I am someone who loves to recommend, to refer, and to connect people. However, I feel that it's a reflection upon me of who I refer, who I recommend. And if I was to refer you because you approached me and said, I'm in the job market, and if there's anything you could do to help me, and I think actually I know someone who's actually looking, or the recruiter who might be interested in speaking to you, and I refer you to those people, the first thing they are going to do is to look at your profile. And if it's not really up to date, if there's little effort that's been put into creating it, it doesn't have a good banner, a good headline, and some thought hasn't been put in to the about section, it's likely to put people off. It's not going to keep people engaged and wanting to read it because there's not a lot there. It's obvious if effort hasn't been put into to creating it, to maintaining it. And then people, as you know, the market at the moment is saturated with people looking for new roles. You want to be able to stand out. Something I talk about all the time when it comes to your personal brand, and it's your visibility. David, hello there. How are you doing? Great to see you here today. We must have a catch up very soon. And so by having your profile in a way that has people wanting to read more about you, wanting to gravitate towards you, wanting to connect with you, you're more likely to be top of mind for other people. So even if you're not actively in the job market and an opportunity comes up somewhere, they're more likely to have you top of mind and recommend, refer you. It's always good to be open to other opportunities. I'm not saying you should always be looking. However, how often do you know people who've been headhunted out of a role they're truly happy and fulfilled in to an even greater opportunity? And this is why maintaining a really strong, up-to-date profile that represents you well, that talks about the value that you bring, talks about your expertise, the projects you're working on, your past experience, your backstory. It's really important to present yourself well to others so that they're happy to refer you to other people. I've had situations where people have come to me and I'm really conscious of the fact that I want to refer them. If they've got a good CV, their experience is strong, I will still refer them, but I'm very conscious of the fact that if their LinkedIn profile is not up to date, it's not really well representing them, that's gonna potentially have a black mark against me as well as the person that I am referring, which means that I've lost a brownie point of calling in a favor by maybe referring you to somebody saying, can you check this person out and see if they'd be a good fit? Because I know you're recruiting for someone at the moment. But also it's a black mark against that person. If somebody looks at that and thinks actually they're not impressed with your profile because you've not updated it for the last few years whilst you've been at your existing employer, it's that lasting impression. Remember, people judge very quickly. They will judge on the way that you look on LinkedIn, as well as judging quickly when you walk into a meeting room for an interview. So you want to be doing everything you can to always be showing up as your best self, whether it's online or offline. And whilst my focus, my conversation is very much focused on you in the human aspect, how the way that you show up in person, the way that you come across maybe on your Zoom calls, your team calls, or in the office, this is aligned directly with when people go to check you out. So it's not only there, your LinkedIn profile is not only there for you. If you are someone who is looking in the job market right now, it's also essential that you're maintaining it so that people in your company can check you out, understand more about you. Imagine if someone starts to read it, someone who's working with you, and realizes that you've got some experience that they weren't aware of, and they might then call you out as, would you like to run this project? Because I've realized you've got this experience or this qualification. I think you'd be a really good fit for it. It can start conversations. It helps to build rapport. It helps to grow your network. So, the message for you today is to go away and to work on refining, updating your profile so it represents you really well. It's your shop window. Think of it as your shop window. Think of it as a marketing of you. And if you're skeptical about what I'm saying, then tell me this. How often do you go and Google something or check somebody out on LinkedIn when you hear about them or about a service or a product or a place? What do? You go Google it. And if you've got a good up-to-date LinkedIn profile, it will come up in Google and they put your name in and they'll click on LinkedIn and they'll look to see what you're about. So it doesn't matter that you're not in the job market. It's about building the relationships with people around you. It's about creating opportunities, conversations, and having you top of mind for other people who are not actually aware right now of your all your skills, your expertise, because you don't necessarily talk about it all day, every day whilst you're at work. So how are people going to know? And do they have the time to have those conversations with you? And if working remotely right now, it's less likely that you can have any kind of conversation that's a bit more informal. So the best way to get that across is by ensuring you have got a strong profile. David, show your personality. Does my profile represent me? Those are the questions to ask. Absolutely. And I know, David, when we spoke a couple of weeks ago here on LinkedIn Live, and you spoke about how you almost took the plunge, shall I say, to really just put yourself out there on LinkedIn and show up as your authentic self, because you recognize that the right people will gravitate towards you, the people who are aligned with you, your values, your beliefs, your points of view, and who want to have a conversation with you. And it also creates opportunities. Let me know if you agree with that. And that's why I feel that recently I've been hearing a lot of people either not bothering with their LinkedIn, even if they're in the job market, or not bothering because they're not in the job market. And I think irrespective of what's going on for you right now with your job, with your career, it's still important to maintain a good, strong profile, to tweak it and update it regularly. And as I said, everyone doesn't have to get notified of those tweaks. You can switch that off in your settings. So go in and check that out. You can switch it off, switch it on if you want people to know about your updates. So if you have gotten a promotion, if you're changing role and you want people to know about it, then switch it on, update it, and then you can switch it back off and continually just tweak it. By having a good up-to-date LinkedIn profile does not mean that you're necessarily in the job market. It simply means that you're maintaining your marketing page, the information about you, your personality, as David said, and it represents you so that people can easily and quickly find out more about you, whether they're hiring managers or whether they're people who work with you, perhaps someone who's going to be having a meeting with you and they're planning ahead. Often people will do their due diligence if they've got a meeting with you, whether it's people in your organization or outside of your organization. And then they want to get to know the person before they actually meet you in person or on Zoom. So what can you do to help that and facilitate that is to ensure that you're updating your profile regularly. David, 100%, the people I'm meeting bring value to my work and personal life every day. Thank you, David. And that's a really good point too. You mentioned about your personal life. So people that you're meeting are bringing value to your personal life every day. So whilst LinkedIn is a professional platform, there are shares in there which can really powerfully impact our personal life. It might just be a book that is recommended, a quote that is shared. Well, I know David shares a lot of really inspiring learnings of his own from all of the podcasts, the books that he reads, and things that he's learning every day, which can really impact somebody's life. And again, it's a great way to, other than just grow your network and your connections, but to build rapport with people, to connect with people in a more meaningful way. So remember, even if you are not currently in the job market, it's still really important as part of your personal brand to ensure that your profile is kept up to date, to refine it in such a way that it presents you at your best. I talk about showing up as the best version of you. You want to show up as the best version of you in person, online, and on your profile, because it is your marketing page. And as I've always said, you never know what one conversation can change your life. It can create an opportunity for you. Doesn't mean you have to change jobs. It could simply be a conversation that someone reaches out to you to have because of your profile that leads to an opportunity that isn't necessarily a job change, but maybe an invitation to collaborate, to work with someone in some way, or to come and have to deliver a presentation or a talk about your subject matter because you're presenting yourself as a subject matter expert in your space. There's so many benefits to this. And that's why I thought today I would like to share this with you, because I think it is really, really important that we're constantly maintaining our profile, even if we're not in the job market. And I know for business professionals, people who own a business, they're more likely to keep it refined and up to date. But as an employee in an organization, you want to do the same, even if you're not looking to move role, because you can build your connections, you can grow your network, you can establish rapport with people, have conversations, find ways of connecting with people because of things you have in common, whether that's mutual connections or interests or a book that somebody's shared that they've read about it, whatever it might be. There's so much value to be had from leveraging the platform and leveraging your profile. What I will be doing, I'm actually doing this for my clients at the moment, is a few of them have asked about how they can improve their LinkedIn. So I am creating a document, which is going to be finished this week, which is this really simple little checklist, primarily focused and targeted on people who are employed, who are in the workplace, and who are thinking about, I really should do something with my LinkedIn profile, but I don't know what to do. Or maybe they've had feedback on it, it's not great, and they're thinking, I need to do something better with it. So I am creating a checklist for my clients. And if that is something you'd be interested in having, I'm more than happy to share a copy of that with you. Just drop me a direct message and I can get that over to you at the end of the week once it is completed. And it'll just help you to think about some of the key things that you can do to enhance your profile and refine it so it represents you well, it stands out well for you. David, what's your favorite type of post on LinkedIn? Oh, that's a good question. My favorite type of post, I think the shorter posts are good, the ones that are only a few lines, because it's very quick to just read them through and scroll. That gives me a really great, profound takeaway. And I know you do some posts like that. They're great to read, that take like half a minute or less. And I think that those are good because it's, what am I getting from reading it? And this is the question to think about. If you're putting posts out there, it's not about you, it's about what other people can take away from those posts. I also, David, I love the videos, because there's not that much video on LinkedIn compared to other platforms, I find. And so it's great to take some time to watch the videos that people post. It's normally quite short videos with a couple of takeaways that could help me in some way, whether it's in my business or, as you say, in your personal life. So I think videos are good. They don't tend to get as much traction as written posts. I don't generally read articles simply due to time, but I do save a lot of them and do go back occasionally and read them. But I think the shorter, simple post, or even a meme with a bit of context written around a meme, is a good post to share. And this is the other thing, which I'm not going to go into too much depth today, because I think the first thing to start with is to actually just look at your profile and work on refining your profile. But once you've done that, I'll maybe do another session on our live in the future about the kind of content you can start to share without feeling overwhelmed and that it's a full-time job for you. So that will come later. But if you're looking to update your profile based on what I've shared today, and I'll just recap on those three reasons. So reasons why it's essential to maintain your profile, irrespective of whether you're in the job market right now. So number one, you want to make it easier for the people that you're working with right now to get to know you. It helps you to build rapport with those people, to have conversations. If you imagine people coming into the company new, they haven't necessarily got the time to go and talking to everyone right now. And also if you're working remotely, it's that little bit harder. So a great way for people to get to know you is to go check out your profile. So you want it to be up to date. And also potentially creates opportunities, because if someone reads your profile and sees some of the work you've been doing, your accomplishments, your wins, They might be thinking, oh my gosh, actually, this person would be ideal for this next big project that I've got coming up, or a new role that they're creating. So you just don't know what could come out of this. So that's the first thing, to benefit yourself where you are right now and the people around you, to make it easier for people to come towards you and connect with you. The second is, as I always say, connection is key in your personal brand, building your connection. So a great way to do that and have people gravitate towards you is to have a strong profile that when people read it, they get engaged by what you've written, they want to know more, and they're more likely to reach out to you to want to have a conversation. And also, we talk about the fact that it's not only about who you know, it's about who knows you and what they know about you. So by maintaining a strong profile, it makes it easier for other people to do that. And the third reason is you want to be top of mind for people. You want people to, as well as being impressed with who they know in person, to be able to feel comfortable to refer you, recommend you to others, not only for a job, but just for a conversation, because you never know where that conversation might lead. And I think one of the things is, this is not a quick fix. Updating your LinkedIn profile can take time, particularly if you've not done any work on it for a number of months or years. There'll maybe be a lot of work to do. Take the time to do it in bite-sized chunks. And it's not your CV. Your LinkedIn profile is your marketing page. It's your shop window. And remember that people like you are always going to be going and Googling people, things, places, products, services. And we do it with people as well. We go and check them out. So even if you are in a role, you're really happy there, you're not looking around, people are looking at you, people who that you're working with. You want them to form a really positive impression of you. And that's why I believe it's really important and essential that you maintain that profile. So until next time, remember to build your influence, to make an impact, and to be remembered for all of the right reasons by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.